gonna start. Hi, this is Daisy.
And this is Cindy.
We are Surfing Sisterhood
Taiwan.
So today we're gonna talk about my experience at the famous perfect wave creating place called Kelly Slater Surf Ranch.
Yo, so cool.
Yeah, so I went to the surf ranch because I got so lucky. One of my friends invited me to go with her at the end of August. So yeah, I was able to tag along, and going there definitely was like the coolest surfing experience that I ever had.
Yeah, I know, it's a cool souvenir you have on your head.
Yeah, so this was a souvenir that I got from the surf ranch. I got a little scrape on my forehead because I was trying to do a barrel the first wave that I got. So, yeah. So if you Google, you probably know where the surf ranch is located. It's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, oh my God, I feel bad saying this, but then it's called Lemoore, and it's in Central California. So it's a pretty quiet town, I would put it that way. Except we stay at the hotel over there, and then there were definitely some like young kids that were there hanging out at night, and one of our coach, Anthony and his wife was not able to sleep because they were so loud. Yeah.
Really?
And I wasn't able to sleep because I was so hyped up about going there the next day. So was Joy, so then like none of us got any sleep basically. So we didn't go at our best shape, but still it was like I was so hyped up the entire time. Like I was still like super hyper the day after I was done. Like I was like kept thinking
so
about
stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like
jealous.
Basically dream coming true like experience. So yeah, going
yeah,
there.
So tell us about it. How did it go?
Okay, so I'll start from before. So obviously it's COVID right now, so we had to fill out all these like forms so then they can get all everybody's information. And then they also have some like tips before we went out. So then they're like, there's like videos of like what you should do, what position you should be at. So then I look at those. So then yeah, there that was that. And I didn't actually do the booking. My friend Joy did. And apparently it's fully booked every day, take the price for granted. It costs like $75,000 a day. And we only went for half a day. So
whoa.
Like breaking down the cost, that's like around $600 per wave. Yeah, it's like, no, not a big deal. Yeah, but yeah, so then,
wow.
Yeah, it's like pretty pricey, but I think I was talking to some of the staffs there. They were saying you could do a cheaper session if you can book the nighttime session. But it gets pretty cold. Like even during the daytime, I had to wear a spring suit. And I was like, in the early morning, I was like freezing.
Yeah, that had been me too.
But then you would not want to leave the wave pool because it was like, so like, the wave was so perfect.
Yeah, I could see that. You shared so many stories
yeah,
on our
so
Instagram.
I'm going to highlight it on our Instagram account.
Yeah, put in the highlights for sure. Definitely
yeah.
A highlight.
Yeah, and it's like, I would say it's pretty similar to actual surfing, except when you take off, the angle that you aim is a little bit different because when you're surfing, if you're surfing a left, your board will be point to the left, right? If you're surfing a left wave. But then
right.
On this one, you would actually point the other direction. You will actually point your surfboard to like 45 degrees to the white water, and then after you take off, you'll start turning your board.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
But why is that?
I think honestly, I don't really know the mechanism behind it, but I just know like that aiming it that way gives you more power. And actually, even though we have, okay, let me start from the top. So let me start from the day before. So we decided to stay at a hotel. We stayed at Best Western at Lemoore. But you could also have the option to stay on site at the surf ranch at the Airstreamer, but those you have to pay extra for it. And so then that was that. So we went the day before. We like, it's about 3.5 hours from Los Angeles, and then coming down from north, it's probably around the same. It's like halfway between NorCal and SoCal. So then we went there, and then we got up the next day, like the day we were actually going, we got up at 5. We like went there, and there was a gate. Like before we went in, it was like the sun wasn't even up. And then we went in, and then the very first store, the very first building that we see that we go when we go in, it's the locker room. So then obviously, like, we went into the locker room first, and then it was like this like awesome room, locker room with like Kelly Slater's locker on it. His name was on it, and his personal stuff was there. So it was like, oh my god, like I like it. It's like I could almost touch him. Except he was not there. So then I took a photo of myself in his locker. And then when we got in there, since we fill out all the information beforehand, they have everybody's names on their on the locker. So then it was like everything was personalized. And then they also had a little gift for us. Oh, and not to mention, okay, so I forgot to mention this in our Chinese episode, but at the end of every every guest group that who goes to the surf ranch, there's this prize that they honor to the they like pick the person from the group to give them the title like best wave of the day. So then at the end of the day they announce who the winner was. So I was the winner of the wave of the day.
Nice.
I think it was because they feel bad that I bumped my head. I don't want to put it that way, but I think that could be why.
That's funny. Yeah.
Anyway, so then after we got in, so they had like these crew of people like welcoming us. They have breakfast ready. And then after we like kind of like settle everything down, and then they will like personally ask like, oh, what we need. Like, so then I didn't bring a wetsuit, so they brought my size. And it's crazy how like, cause usually it's really hard for me to find a wetsuit that's my size and a female with a like a adult female wetsuit, because I'm like tiny. And then they like have wetsuits, like several ones. Like they have like the halfway one and like the spring suit that like fits me. Yeah, and then like, and then we have so then they serve us breakfast after we like got to like walk around and like see everything. They had a little introduction about the surf ranch and about like how it was built, the mechanism behind it, the history behind it. And obviously they talk about Kelly Slater's like had this idea when he was only a boy. Like he was like, oh, I'm gonna find a way to create a perfect wave, and he did it. And why, like, and like why he had it built here, because the geography was perfect. There was already like it was like already like a water resource or something, or like the I don't know, and the price. And yeah, anyway, so then that was that. So then after our little like history background and safety instructions and how the and like the different type of wave they have, we like went into the water. So there's three types of waves that they make. Before they used to before they weren't even able to, like, now they have like a left and a right, but when they first started it was only like a right. So then they kept improving to what it is now today. And yeah, so then there's three types of wave. The first, the easiest one, is the intermediate, and every single wave is customized. So you could tell them like, oh, okay, on this wave I want it to be CT2, on this wave I want it to be CT3.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So then the ones that they have for the competition was the CT2. So it's mm-hmm. like, it's faster and you can, there's like, I think it's more steep. It's just faster. And you have, there's uh-huh. like two sections where you can make barrels. But most of the time we did CT3. So that's like not as fast, but you could still do a barrel at the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then we got in and it was pretty cold, and you know how like, but like it got really hot during the day, but the mm-hmm. water was like still kind of cold. And then there would be like every single person that went into the water, there's a surf guy that will help you with the wave. So then all of us got our surf guide, and then every like if you were to go like poach someone's wave, you could do that.
Oh, so you can, like, but that's if they fall, right?
Yeah, if they fall. Or if you're really good, I guess you could like do those like tricks, but where you don't like bump into each other. But we tried that at the very beginning, and then I almost killed Joy. So she's like, no more party waves. I'm like, oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we did that, and then the coach pushes you into the wave. And then if someone were to like fall off, the next person could go.
Mm-hmm. That sounds cool.
Yeah. And then
so there's the one that you're waiting for someone, like they fell and then you got on, right?
Yeah, actually I got a couple wave like that. And then and then there was at one point like I had no surf guy next to me because it was like, because we originally had three people, and then at the end we ended up at one point having five people, but then there's like more of us and the surf guy. So then there's this one wave I caught myself, like as if I'm like just paddling for it, and then it wasn't even that hard to just paddle to the wave.
Oh really?
Yeah, because every single wave we got pushed, but there's this one wave I was just like because someone fell off, so I was like, oh okay, if she fell, I'm not gonna waste this. I like paddle and I just got on. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so then if you kept going, it's like you could really practice your move because the wave was so perfect. Like in the ocean, the wave is never that perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can't just like try to do a barrel, you know? It's like,
yeah,
it's like built for you to do a barrel.
That's so sick.
Yeah, so then so in 1 hour you can have 15 waves the most, and apparently you only have 120 waves per day, but I don't know if that's true because I talked to the staff and they were telling me like, oh, you could do night sessions, so I'm guessing like they could do more waves, but 15 is the max you get, so every 4 minutes is a wave.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you customize all of them, and then before each wave come, they'll do like a 30 minute countdown. They'll like announce it. Oh, and you could even request music. Like,
that's cool, you can request music.
Yeah, so then my friend Joy, she was like, oh, can we have some hip hop? So then we were like in the water and then like listening to hip hop. Yeah, and then towards the end, the water gets pretty shallow. And then mm-hmm. since the wave, it's like, and it's funny because like when you're in the surf ranch, you're in the wave pool, you don't paddle because there's a jet ski guy that just like pulls you around. So they just pull you to the spot because you know, like it's on a time crunch. Like oh you can't God. Waste wave, you know, you gotta like be ready
you gotta
and go.
Pulled around, so yeah. Spoiled.
Yeah, we're like spoiled rats at the surf ranch basically.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and then they also gave us a little souvenir. So then they gave us it's like, okay, I actually have it here. So they have like a package, like they leave it on your locker. So these are like they have like sunscreen and like a lip balm, like you know, like the
sunscreen. Oh, that's
yeah, they have
cute.
Like a sunscreen. And then yeah, also a lip balm. And a hat. So then they have like a surf ranch hat.
Cute.
Yeah. And yeah, and then I also have my souvenir. I can actually show you right now. Hold on.
Oh, nice.
Okay, it's the wait, I can't find it. Okay, never mind. So it's the Wave of the Day t-shirt that I was telling you.
Oh, yeah, nice.
They have their own brand, the Surf Ranch brand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then there's like these like VIP rooms that you could go in, and there's some like surf decoration, and there's some guitar, and there's like two areas where you can like review your waves. So then that they actually can like play it like right after you surf. And then at the end they send you an email with the time slot of every single wave, so you can just click on it.
Oh.
So everything is like personalized, and there's only 5-6 of us, 5 or 6 of us. And then you just feel like a queen or a king there. It's like, I want this, I want that. Like, can I switch my, like, change my wetsuit? Like, obviously, we were really polite. And then there, like, the people there are super nice. And then there's also two jacuzzis there.
Nice.
Yeah, and then the Airstreamer, they're like, you know, like, the surf ranch, it's like two. It's like, one side is the surf ranch, and the other side is like, where the surf, one side is the wave pool, and the other side is where they like suck up all the water. I don't know. And then the Airstreamer are just like around the other side. Yeah. And then like, if you were to like ride a bike, they have free bikes there. There's like the automatic one, and then there's like the normal bike. And I actually got the chance to like ride around it. And then there's like this like path. It's like really pretty, but it's also really hot. And then so I also got to go to the end of the ranch, the surf pool, the wave pool. So then there's like also more seating there, and then there's a like a surfing bar there, like not like a food bar there. So then I guess like during events, or like if you were to have like more people, you could like eat there, and like, and there's also a jacuzzi at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was like a very unique experience that I don't think many people get to go or experience.
No shit.
Yeah. And then I was also talking to some of the crew there. They were all super nice. And then, so I think they also help out with some of the WSL events. Yeah, so then, yeah. And then they told me that they pretty much get to like surf there every day or every other day, so working there will be like another way to surf.
Yeah. Working, affordable way.
Yes.
Surf there.
Or you just make more money. That should be the goal. Yeah, so that's okay. Yeah, so people were like, mostly just like, most of the stuff you can actually find on the internet, but going there is just like, it's different from what I've imagine.
Yeah. How so?
It's just like, it's everything is so personalized that you feel like it just, you feel really special there. Yeah, and just like everybody just like so nice, and like, and everybody loves surfing there, so then you feel the enthusiasm when people talk about
like surfing.
Yeah, and then they like, they love it. I love that they love working there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that'd then everybody, so cool. Like, there's, like, all different type. Like, there's this one guy, one of my surf guy, he actually just got into surfing not that long ago. And then there's the other guy, like, Brian and Brooks. I think they've been, like, surfing for a very long time. So then the atmosphere and the people there are just really nice and, like, awesome. Yeah. And then it's, like, because everybody's so excited about it. So then you feel like I'm not crazy when I'm like, oh, I was like so excited when I got my barrel, because the guy that the jet ski guy, he was like so happy for me, like you could feel
that.
Like,
was
like,
so cool.
Yeah, and like, then he was like yelling at me, he's like, lay down, go to the bottom, like he was like literally yelling, like he wanted me to succeed so bad. So like I think the whole experience was just really great.
Damn,
yeah. And the people that I went, yeah, and like, it's, I'm like so grateful that like Joy invited me, and then our company, like Tina, Justin, and the coach Anthony and his wife Jessie, they're all like really, really awesome. Yeah.
That's like adds to like the whole experience.
Yeah, I think people is what makes it great. I mean, obviously the wave is perfect, but.
Yeah, so happy for you.
And then I kept like, I was so worried at the beginning, like, oh my God, what if I just fail, blah, blah, blah. But like, when the wave is that perfect, you don't fall. Like, you just like go with it. And then you don't actually really like, you know, like a lot of times when I surf, like, I think it's my personality who say like, sometimes like, I rush into things, or like, I really wanted to do something.
Right.
I think surfing is just like, you follow the wave. At the surf ranch, I actually get to feel that. I just like follow it.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Awesome. So happy. So lit. I was like, wow, you got like your first barrel.
I know, that was unbelievable. I was just like going. Like I was like trying to reach it because the guy, one of the employees there, James, he was like giving me all these tips about like what I should do to get a barrel, and he was like yelling at me, he was like, lay down. And then he was like, Daisy, you should really crouch low, just stay low. So then like, I actually had the time to like in the water, like when I was like getting into it, I had the time to like think about it, even though I was going fast. You know how when you're surfing, when the wave is like slow, you have time to think about it, but in the barrel it's like you had time to think about it, but it's also fast.
Yeah.
That's how perfect
so
it was.
So cool. Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's like my experience about the surf ranch. I think it's like one of it should be on your checklist. Yeah.
Yeah.
And make sure you know people.
If your pockets are that deep.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And like, imagine it's fully booked every single day. It's like the day we went, someone else had it booked after us. We could only, like, Joy was like, she was telling me she could only get half a day because that's the only time they can squeeze her in.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So grateful for that.
So awesome.
All right.
That's great.
So let's wrap it up about the surf ranch. So hopefully I'll have an episode 2 about it the next time I go. Knock on wood.
Yeah, next time I'm going to go with you.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
It's
so wonderful.
It's so fun. It's like amazing.
Cool. Okay, so yeah, that's all for today.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time. And leave us a comment, like us, share, subscribe, I don't know, follow us.
Follow us on Instagram.
I want to say subscribe because I keep hearing that about like, I don't know, but there's nothing to, just follow us. Surfing Sisterhood, Taiwan. If you want to know about Surf Ranch.
Comment.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.